Hi, I'm Henry Blythe, and I work for Incuna. Represent. Beautiful. I'm done. That's it, really. So I'm going to be talking about GIST by GitHub, and in the spirit of sharing that Ben said in his previous thing, GitHub is all about sharing. Who here uses GitHub?
Yes.
And who out of you likes GitHub? Brilliant. Okay, so majority of people here know GitHub. If you don't, GitHub is online code hosting for private and public Git repositories. Public, unlimited. Private costs. Incuna use private ones. We have our entire workflow in GitHub. We use issue tracking, pull requesting, code reviewing, merging, all of that. It's fantastic. So in the end, GitHub is amazing. That could be the end of my presentation as well. So if you have some code and you want to share it, what do you use? Well, you can use Pasty, you can paste bin, friend paste. They have horrible, horrible names. The one that really sticks out, though, is Instacode. So some of these, and I'll compile and edits and all of that. Instacode, brilliant. If you like Instagram, you'll like Instacode. You put in some code, you choose your theme, choose your language, proceed, and you end up with hipstery style, fold tilt shift, vignette renders of your code. It's fantastic. So that's one way you can share your code. But they don't give you a Git repository. So gists are Git repos. Everything on the command line you can do with them. They are fully Git, free and unlimited, including the SQL runs, unless you give the URL out. But that's the whole point. Woot. Absolutely fantastic. So my actual talk, what can they be used for? Three things. First one, writing. Gist.io is a service created where you make a gist out of Markdown. Who here likes Markdown or even uses Markdown? Brilliant. Best WYSIWYG editor without a WYSIWYG editor ever. So you write your Markdown on GitHub. GitHub renders it for you. Quite nice, but it's okay. Go to gist.io/the gist ID. You can see in the top corner there. It shows you it right there. And it shows you your writing in a very, very nice way. This is the beginning of the presentation, as you can see. So this guy, he says it's writing for hackers. Very, very cool. Second thing, live demos. bl.ox.org. Create an index.html file. Put on a gist. Put any other file you want on there. Reference it locally. index.css, index.js, anything like that, send a link to a client. They're happy, you're winning. Even if they're not, you're still winning because it's fantastic. One example is Canvas Snow. At the end, I might go back to here because I've got a static thing. It shows you your index.html in a little window that you can open up in a new one. You can send them a link to that. This is what I created for the Incuna Christmas gift machine. Just a bit of Canvas Snow. The code I found here, it's a bit hard to read because it's in red, but you can go here, bl.ox.org/henrymagix or your GitHub user, and you'll find all of your blocks on there. This one, Canvas Snow, made for the Incuna Christmas gift machine, and it was just something to test out so I can get onto the website in a small thing without having the entire website there. Fantastic website. So presentations is the last thing you're doing. This is one of them. Gist deck is fantastic. Guy wrote it. All it is CSS that removes all the cruft from the GitHub gist rendering of a Markdown, and then some JavaScript that gives you left and right keys that jumps between them. A H1 is a slide and a H2 is a slide. Everything between that is just content next to it. Massive margin on the top, and you end up, if I can grab the cursor, you can see that this is just a website with massive margins between each of the content. Left and right simply just jumps you up and down between the various things. GistDeck is brilliant. I'm working on a Chrome extension to allow you to put in your own custom CSS, which I have done, although it will be statically, because you can't trust the Wi-Fi here, even though you've done a great job with the Raspberry Pi. I should have sorted that out. There would have been a great bombastic ending to it. But you can work on your own custom CSS in this Chrome extension that I started and now being developed by Incuna. And if you can jump on board with that, that would be fantastic. You can find me on GitHub or Twitter @HenryMagix. I'm a front-ender at Incuna. Love Incuna, love GIST, love GitHub. It's brilliant. Thank you.